And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Judy Dunn. She is with the organization Another Child Foundation here in Lafayette. They do lots of things with children, and they have a benefit coming up. It's a ladies' luncheon fashion show that will be on September 30th, as well as a golf tournament that is also helping to benefit their activities. So before we talk about that fashion show and the special donation that Virgie Banks, the artist, is making to that benefit. Maybe there are a lot of people in our audience who don't know about Another Child Foundation. Can you tell us about the mission and what that organization does?
Well, thank you, Judith, for having us here. Yes, Another Child Foundation is an organization that takes care of the Roma children over in Romania, in Tirinovan. And we've been with that foundation for about 5 years. And what it is you have a child who is this is for preschool. And lots of times the Roma children don't know how to read or write when they start to public school. And so we take care of that. We teach them music. We teach them their letters and everything. And this last year, in the last 5 years that we've been there, our children have been number one, two, and three. And so what we've doing with this wonderful golf tournament and ladies' luncheon, we are partnering with a nonprofit here in Lafayette area, Love Inc., and they take care of the children here in Lafayette, and we take care of the children in Romania, and so we are going to split the profits to this wonderful, fun luncheon mm-hmm. and golf tournament. It's called From Me to You.
Well, tell us just a bit more about these children in Romania. You said their name very quickly, the Roma children. Other people may know them
as
gypsy children. And there's been a lot of discrimination in Romania and other parts of Europe.
There really has. And, you know, in fact, the Buckner Orphanage used to take care of all the orphanage there. And then when the economy went down, they started pulling their funds. So we in Lafayette have found out about this organization. And we went over there, and the government did give them a huge big building, and we call it now the Point of Hope. And there was a company from Houston that came in and redid the middle floor. They put showers in, and the children get two hot meals a day. They get three showers a week. And bless their hearts, they didn't even know what running water was when that first happened. But that's all they did. And we came along, and you open the door and you smell the mildew and whatever. And so this was where I might not be able to be a teacher or a doctor or a teacher or play the piano or whatever, but I can do what we need to do. So we decided we would decorate. And 5 years ago, we took decorators over there. And the only thing we brought from from U.S. was one pair of pretty panels. And we bought everything over there to help their economy mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And there was a school here that sent children's T-shirts, and they sent a little gator with us. And we took pictures of that and brought the gator back to this school here. And so we're here to help those children.
It makes it very personal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so you've obviously been over there yourself.
Oh, yes.
Several times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. About four times. I didn't get to go this last year, but the year before we went. And then we were able to love on the mamas. We took hairdressers from here. We took makeup artists. We decorated with two chairs and a beautiful scarf. Mm-hmm. And so we're here to help those people out. And
now, tell us where it is in Romania. I'm sure there are many people who don't have a sense of the geography of it. You mentioned a town.
Tirinovan, yes. Okay. Uh-huh. And we fly into Bucharest, and then it is quite a trek, about an eight-hour bus ride. But it is just amazing, mm-hmm. amazing to see these little children. And when we first went over there, my husband's gone several times because this is a three-story building now, and the third floor needed to be for after-school children. And so we've brought people that can build and paint, and we've had artists that have come from over here and worked on that third floor. And like I said, Miss Virgie, when we started out, she did the Noah's Ark and found artists all around. that have animals two by two and the most beautiful rainbow at the end. It's amazing. And you're going to be able to see pictures of this when you come to this luncheon.
Right. Well, again, reminding people, my guest is Judy Dunn, and she belongs to the organization Another Child Foundation. They are partnered with Love, Inc., who help children in this community. And Another Child Foundation works in Romania with a group of Roma children. So in order to help with your expenses, and obviously that's very interesting that you try to buy there so that you're helping their economy. You are having a luncheon and golf tournament, and you mentioned Virgie Banks, and she's involved in this benefit. What, tell us about her part in that.
Yes, she's going to be our guest speaker, and she's going to talk to us about how she got started and how, what her connection is with all of us here in South Louisiana. We're going to have a fashion show. There's going to be three boutiques, and it doesn't matter your size, age, or whatever. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. We're going to have also silent auctions, and there is a place in town who has donated an adult red tricycle. Excuse me. It is going to be amazing because Miss Virgie's story.
Yeah. Well, tell us about that painting.
Miss Virgie's story is a little Creole girl on a little red tricycle. And when she was young, she could go anywhere in the world and nobody could stop her. And everybody kind of relates to that because we were all had something with wheels on it when we grew up, no matter what country you're from or where you're from. And where are you on your tricycle today? And so when we saw that, and, you know, when you're young, nothing can stop you. And when you're this age, there's different situations in our lives that may stop us or keep us from doing what we really want to do. But, you know, you got to just keep trying and don't ever give up. And so that's the way we're trying to help these children understand that as well. And with this cycling company that donated that, us adults can get back on our red tricycle and just keep on going as well. And we also have vendors that will be selling products as well, mm-hmm. and they're going to give 10% of their profits to our foundations, and we're going to split it right down the middle.
Well, is there a painting by Virgie Banks that's as part of the auction?
Oh, most definitely. Mm-hmm. She has done an original painting. I haven't seen it as yet, so it's going to be a great surprise. So we encourage you to get your friends, get a table, buy one ticket. You can go online, anotherchildfoundation.org, and purchase your ticket, or you can call 337-593-3751.
And it's taking place at Oakbourne Country Club.
It is okay. On September the 30th at 11:45. And the golf tournament is going to start with lunch at 12, but the guys can come over and they can look at our silent auction as well. Not just guys. Women love to play golf as well, so I'm Don't want to leave them as well.
No. Some people like fashion and some people like the golf.
Exactly.
That will be on the 30th. Is there a deadline that you have to purchase your tickets by or up until the day?
You can even come to the event that day and purchase a ticket. But the more we sell before, we can plan a little bit better. So we encourage you to do that as well.
Absolutely.
But get your friends and come and have a fun time.
All right. So that is the Ladies Fashion Luncheon, which will help to benefit the organization Another Child Foundation. My guest Judy Dunn has been working with them for about 5 years. And is that as long as they've been in Lafayette? Or have they been?
Oh, no. The man that started this, he's been going for about 20 years. And he was with Butner Orphanage, worked with them as well, and introduced this to us. And we just believe when we're blessed that we need to bless other people. And it's our next generation. So if whatever we can do to help children, whether it's in Lafayette or whether it's in Romania or wherever, that's what we're called to do.
All right. And at that website that you mentioned, people can find out more information about the foundation.
Oh, most definitely.
How they can become involved if they wish to.
Exactly. And they can even sponsor a child if they would like and get their picture. And that would be as fun as well. So
that's all at that website.
Again, all at that website.
And that website is Another Child
Foundation. Yes, anotherchild.org. Mm-hmm. We would love for you to come and have a good time that day and bring your friends and help support both of our organizations, Another Child and Love, Inc. Thank you.
And on that day, you're going to have photographs of the work that you do in Romania?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely. You'll get to see all of them. You'll get to see there was a grandmother there that was about my age. And when we were doing cutting of hairs and everything like that, she liked the length of my hair. Mm-hmm. She had really long, long hair. We cut her hair. We put a little makeup on her. And she had the most beautiful smile because most women don't smile there because they don't know how to take care of their teeth. And we had a dental hygienist there and a doctor. And, oh, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. We'd love for you to go on a mission trip with us one day.
Well, I think people can hear the passion in your voice about what the organization does. Another Child Foundation. There will be a benefit fashion show and golf tournament on September 30th at Oakbourne Country Club. You can call them for more information or go to the website, Another Child Foundation. Thank you so much, Judy, for coming by.
Thank you for the opportunity.